The Smoking Gun, Google Manipulated YouTube Search Results for Abortion, Maxine Waters, David Hogg. By Alam Bokhari on January 16, 2019. In sworn testimony, Google CEO Sundar Pichai told Congress last month that his company does not manually intervene on any particular search result. Yet an internal discussion thread leaked to Breitbart News reveals Google regularly intervenes in search results on its YouTube video platform, including a recent intervention that pushed pro-life videos out of the top 10 search results for abortion. The term abortion was added to a blacklist file for controversial YouTube queries, which contains a list of search terms that the company considers sensitive. According to the leak, these include some of these search terms related to abortion, abortions, the Irish abortion referendum, Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and anti-gun activist David Hogg. The existence of the blacklist was revealed in an internal Google discussion thread leaked to Breitbart News by a source inside the company who wishes to remain anonymous. A partial list of blacklisted terms was also leaked to Breitbart by another Google source. In the leaked discussion thread, a Google site reliability engineer hinted at the existence of more search blacklists, according to the source. "We have tons of white and blacklists that humans manually curate," said the employee. Hopefully this isn't surprising or particularly controversial. Others were more concerned about the presence of the blacklist. According to the source, the software engineer who started the discussion called the manipulation of search results related to abortion a smoking gun. The software engineer noted that the change had occurred following an inquiry from a left-wing Slate journalist about the prominence of pro-life videos on YouTube, and that pro-life videos were replaced with pro-abortion videos in the top 10 results for the search terms following Google's manual intervention. The Slate writer said she had complained last Friday and then saw different search results before YouTube responded to her on Monday, wrote the employee. And lo and behold, the changelog was submitted on Friday, December 14 at 3:17 p.m. The manually downranked items included several videos from Dr. Anthony Levitino, a former abortion doctor who is now a pro-life activist. Another video in the top 10 featured a woman's personal story of being pressured to have an abortion, while another featured pro-life conservative Ben Shapiro. The Slate journalist who complained to Google reported that these videos previously featured in the top 10, describing them in her story as dangerous misinformation. The manual adjustment of search results by a Google-owned platform contradicts a key claim made under oath by Google CEO Sundar Pichai in his congressional testimony earlier this month, that his company does not manually intervene on any search result. A Google employee in the discussion thread drew attention to Pichai's claim, noting that it seems like we are pretty eager to cater our search results to the social and political agenda of left-wing journalists. One of the posts in the discussion also noted that the blacklist had previously been edited to include the search term Maxine Waters after a single Google employee complained the top YouTube search result for Maxine Waters was very low quality. Google's alleged intervention on behalf of a Democratic congresswoman would be further evidence of the tech giant using its resources to prop up the left. Breitbart News previously reported on leaked emails revealing the company targeted pro-Democrat demographics in its get-out-the-vote efforts in 2016. According to the source, a software engineer in the thread also noted that a bunch of terms related to the abortion referendum in Ireland had been added to the blacklist, another change with potentially dramatic consequences on the national policies of a Western democracy. YouTube_controversial_query_blacklist. At least one post in the discussion thread revealed the existence of a file called YouTube_controversial_query_blacklist, which contains a list of YouTube search terms that Google manually curates. In addition to the terms abortion, abortions, Maxine Waters, and search terms related to the Irish abortion referendum, a Google software engineer noted that the blacklist includes search terms related to terrorist attacks. The post specifically mentions that the Strasbourg terrorist attack is being on the list. If you look at the other entries recently added to the YouTube_controversial_query_blacklist, for example, entries related to the Strasbourg terrorist attack, the addition of abortion seems out of place, wrote the software engineer, according to the source. After learning of the existence of the blacklist, Breitbart News obtained a partial screenshot of the full blacklist file from a source within Google. It reveals that the blacklist includes search terms related to both mass shootings and the progressive anti-Second Amendment activist David Hogg. Here is the partial blacklist leaked to Breitbart. 2117 plane crash Russian. 2118 plane crash. 2119 and 148. 2120 Florida shooting conspiracy. 2121 Florida shooting crisis actors. 2122 Florida conspiracy. 2123 Florida false flag shooting. 2124 Florida false flag. 2125 fake Florida school shooting. 2126 David Hogg hoax. 2127 David Hogg fake. 2128 David Hogg crisis actor. 2129 David Hogg forgets lines. 2130 David Hogg forgets his lines. 2131 David Hogg can't remember his lines. 2132 David Hogg actor. 2133 David Hogg can't remember. 2134 David Hogg conspiracy. 2135 David Hogg exposed. 2136 David Hogg lines. 2137 David Hogg rehearsing. 2120 Florida shooting conspiracy. The full internal file path of the blacklist, according to another source, is //depot/google3/google data/super root/youtube/youtube_controversial_query_blacklist. Contradictions. Responding to a request for comment, a YouTube spokeswoman said the company wants to promote authoritative sources in its search results, but maintained that YouTube is a platform for free speech that allow us, both pro-life and pro-abortion content. YouTube's full comment. YouTube is a platform for free speech where anyone can choose to post videos, as long as they follow our community guidelines, which prohibit things like inciting violence and pornography. We apply these policies impartially and we allow both pro-life and pro-choice opinions. Over the last year, we've described how we are working to better surface news sources across our site for news-related searches and topical information. We've improved our search and discovery algorithms, built new features that clearly label and prominently surface news sources on our homepage and search pages, and introduced information panels to help give users more authoritative sources where they can fact-check information for themselves. In the case of the abortion search results, YouTube's intervention to insert authoritative content resulted in the downranking of pro-life videos and the elevation of pro-abortion ones. A Google spokesperson took a tougher line than its YouTube subsidiary, stating that Google has never manipulated or modified the search results or content in any of its products to promote a particular political ideology. However, in the leaked discussion thread, a member of Google's trust and safety team, Daniel Aronson, admitted that the company maintains huge teams that work to adjust search results for subjects that are prone to hyperbolic content, misleading information, and offensive content, all subjective terms that are frequently used to suppress right-leaning sources. In the thread, Aronson attempted to explain how search blacklisting worked. He claimed that highly specific searches would generate non-blacklisted results, even controversial ones. But the inclusion of highly specific terms in the YouTube blacklist, like David Hogg can't remember his lines, the name of an actual viral video, seems to contradict this. Aronson's full post is copied below. I work in trust and safety, and while I have no particular input as to exactly what's happening for you, I can try to explain why you'd have this kind of list and why people are finding lists like these on code search. When dealing with abuse/controversial content on various mediums, you have several levers to deal with problems. Two prominent levers are proactive and reactive. Proactive, usually refers to some type of algorithm/scalable solution to a general problem. For example, we don't allow straight-up porn on YouTube, so we create a classifier that detects porn and automatically remove or flag for review the videos the porn classifier is most certain of. Reactive, usually refers to a manual fix to something that has been brought to our attention that our proactive solutions don't/didn't work on, and something that is clearly in the realm of bad enough to warrant a quick targeted solution, determined by pages and pages of policies worked on over many years and many teams to be fair and cover necessary scope. E.g., a website that used to be a good blog had its domain expire and was purchased/repurposed to spam search results with auto-generated pages full of gibberish text, scraped images, and links to boost traffic to other spammy sites. It is manually actioned for violating policy. These organic search policies and the consequences to violating them are public. Manually reacting to things is not very scalable, and is not an ideal solution to most problems. So the proactive lever is really the one we all like to lean on. Ideally, our classifiers/algorithm are good at providing useful and rich results to our users while ignoring things that are not useful or not relevant. But we all know, this isn't exactly the case all the time, especially on YouTube. From a user perspective, there are subjects that are prone to hyperbolic content, misleading information, and offensive content. Now, these words are highly subjective and no one denies that. But we can all agree generally, lines exist in many cultures about what is clearly okay versus what is not okay. For example, a video of a puppy playing with a toy is probably okay in almost every culture or context, even if it's not relevant to the query. But a video of someone committing suicide and begging others to follow in his/her footsteps is probably on the other side of the line for many folks. Whether we agree or not, user perception of our responses, results, and answers of different products and mediums can change. And I think many people are used to the fact that organic search is a place where content should be accessible no matter how offensive it might be. However, the expectation is very different on a Google Home, a knowledge panel, or even YouTube. These lines are very difficult and can be very blurry, we are all well aware of this. So we've got huge teams that stay cognizant of these facts when we're crafting policies considering classifier changes. Or reacting with manual actions, these decisions are not made in a vacuum. But admittedly are also not made in a highly public forum like TGIF or Industry Info. As you can imagine, decision/agreement would be hard to get in such a wide list. Image if all your CLs were reviewed by every engineer across Google all the time. I hope that answers some questions and gives a better layer of transparency without going into details about our Pepsi formula. Best. Daniel. The fact that Google manually curates politically contentious search results fits in with a wider pattern of political activity on the part of the tech giant. In 2018, Breitbart News exclusively published a leaked video from the company that showed senior management in dismay at Trump's election victory, and pledging to use the company's power to make his populist movement a hiccup in history. Breitbart also leaked The Good Censor, an internal research document from Google that admits the tech giant is engaged in the censorship of its own products, partly in response to political events. Another leak revealed that employees within the company, including Google's current director of trust and safety, tried to kick Breitbart News off Google's market-dominating online ad platforms. Yet another showed Google engaged in targeted turnout operations aimed to boost voter participation in pro-Democrat demographics in key states ahead of the 2016 election. The effort was dubbed a silent donation by a top Google employee. Evidence for Google's partisan activities is now overwhelming. President Trump has previously warned Google, as well as other Silicon Valley giants, not to engage in censorship or partisan activities. Google continues to defy him. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter, gab.i, and add him on Facebook. Email tips and suggestions to alimbokhari@protonmail.com.